Who said you can't? Whoever it was, they were and are wrong. Just because they couldn't doesn't mean that you can't. That thing you've been called to do, why aren't you doing it? Why have you settled? Why have you settled for a settled for life? Why on earth have you decided to live beneath your dreams? Whatever the reasons, it's time to stop. Because you were meant to soar on and with your dreams, not live beneath them. You should live beneath your means, because that's wise. Do not live beneath your dreams. That is whack. There have been setbacks, obstacles, challenges, hard days, bad days, days and times that you wanted to quit, times when there was more month than money, times that it seemed no one believed in you, let alone what you were doing, times where you felt alone. And yet, here you are, moving, grooving, shaking and baking, building, creating, working, and thriving, fighting. You're still here. And as long as you're still here, you've got a shot. So come out from underneath them and stand up for your dreams. Fight for them. If you don't, no one else can or will. Later for the haters. Tell them to take their hater raid and get to stepping. Now, you might need a few tools to help you stop living beneath your dreams. So let me give you a quick list. A pickaxe to chip away at the rubble that surrounds your dreams. A shovel to remove the dirt and debris around your buried dreams. And a ladder to climb out of the pit or pits of your dreams. Now, some of you may need real-life earth-moving equipment to come from underneath your dreams. If that's you, you can contact me, because I'd love to help you and show you how to excavate your dreams and speak life into your existence. For the rest of you, of course you can contact me too. Now, for all of you, a word of advice. Fight. At all costs, you fight. You chase your dreams. You keep on pushing. You keep moving forward. You keep fighting. Remember what made your dream worth living for, worth fighting for, and then you fight.